Okay. So good evening. I'm sorry my voice is still not back. I got some feedback last week that the recording didn't come out so clear. I think the recording came out very clear since our voice is not so clear. But there's nothing I can do about it. So it is what it is, and we're doing the best that we can. Okay, so the piece we're doing tonight is a pretty new piece to me. It's called Avram Velot, and it examines one of the more obscure relationships, but I mean it's not obscure because they're in front of us, but we find Chazal and the indications to be somewhat conflicted about the nature of this relationship, the relationship between Avram and his nephew Lot. You know, by way of introduction, I'll just say that people in Tanakh, and even more so people in the Torah part of Tanakh, and even more so people in Bereishis, are always more complex than they appear to be, especially the not such good guys. I'm even afraid to call them bad guys, you know, but people like Esav and people like Lot, they're complicated because they're operating at a level that's different than anything that we can understand and relate to. Just, you know, by virtue of the fact that they're interacting with people like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, you know, it's just not regular assume that we can understand them and bring them down to anything close to our understanding of things is a terrible mistake. I probably have mentioned over the years a quote that I heard from my Rebbe, Yisrael Fegerstein Shlita, in the name of Aaron Cutler. He used a term to describe the people in Bereishis, and it's a term that does not lend itself easily to translation, but I'll do the best I can. The Yiddish term that he used was, they are etzem digger mention. Okay, the word mention, we know. Okay, it's being mentioned, plural mentions mentioned. But etzem dig is like they're essential people. They're essential people, they're the quintessential people, maybe is a better way of putting it. Where they're in Bereishis. You know, Bereishis is called Sefer HaYetzirah, the book of creation. That means that they're part of the creation of the world, the creation of the world as we know it, and every step that they took and every action that they took would ultimately reverberate throughout history in ways that are so profound, good or otherwise. So Lot was such a personality as well. And he had a relationship with Avram, and that's what we'd like to explore. Okay. Excuse me. Okay. Matzina v'midrashim. You find the midrashim, Deus Chalukos, different opinions. Binyan has nagusa shall Avravino Lot regarding Avram's contact with Lot. And what do we know about Avram Lot? Just, you know, let's throw this out there. What does the Torah tell us about Avram Lot? We know Lech Lecha, for example. It's parasha. Who goes with Avram on his journey? It's Lot. Right? Lot goes with Avram on his journey. And a big deal is made out of Avram's journey and is leaving his home and leaving everything that he knows for a land that is unspecified, unknown, and yet to be revealed, right? Big deal. But Lot does the exact same thing. So it's one of the tensionos that Avram is challenged about, and yet Lot seems to pass the same as Sayona flying colors. We know that Lot is someone that Avram has to rescue and goes to war to rescue in the war with the king. We know that Lot winds up at Sidon. We know that they go their separate ways at that point. We know that Lot is saved by the Malachim, and he has an amazing interaction with the Malachim, and he was familiar with these Malachim. So who was Lot, and what was his relationship with his uncle? So we find in the Medrash different opinions as to the nature of the relationship and particularly how Avram's conduct with Lot should be characterized. The Fidivir Rabbi Yehuda of the Medrash Rabba, according to the words of Rabbi Yehuda in the Medrash Rabba, Kosek is Berchol Avram, Hashem get angry at Avram, Ali Porto Mi Lot, when he separates from Lot. We find that there's a fight between the shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Lot. And Avram says, you go this way and I'll go this way. We'll separate. So you find that Yehuda says Hashem again angered Avram for separating from Lot. Mezelosh on the Medrash, and he hits the quote from the Medrash. Hashem Omer al Avram. Yehuda says, Kas haya al avinu Avram. Hashem get angry at a father Avram. Shush, a purish Lot ben Achav Mi'imo when his nephew Lot separated from him. And the Mefarsh and the Medrash say, when it says Hashem Amar Avram, Hashem said to Avram, Hashem is who based in Hashem and his court. Pirush, meaning to say, Midas Hadin, Haisa Metucha Allah. The Midas Hadin, Hashem's attribute of justice, was applying itself to Avram. So Hashem was not happy. Why was he not happy? Amar Gosh Baruch Hashem says, Akalu Medabik. Avram is there for everybody. He attaches up to everybody. He's there for the whole world. The Lot Achivin Medabek and to Lot his brother, in his relative, his brother, he cannot find himself comfortable with. He couldn't attach himself to. So that's a view his opinion. Achadiv Rabbi Nechemya, but according to Rabbi Nechemya, Adarabba, on the contrary, Akasayel Avram, the anger was against Avram. Al etzem is kavusa Lot for his relationship with Lot. Kedvarav, as it says there in the Medrash, Kasayilo Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'sha'ashayi mahalach Lot of Avram Avinu. Hashem was upset at the time when Lot was going together to Avram. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Ani amarti lo lezarach nesati es eretz hazot. I said to him, I'm giving this land to your children. You don't need Lot. I'm giving the land to your children. You'll have children. And it seems to be lying low to hang out with him so that he can inherit him. And I'm not sure what the next line means, so I'm going to skip it. Okay. Over Medrash move of a Perish Baal Tosfos Al Torah. And in the Medrash, which is quoted by the Baal Tosfos Al Torah, there's a in the Mekos Gedol Chumash, there's a commentary called Dazakinu Baal Tosfos. And there are Medrash is quoted on a Pasuk Canal and the aforementioned Pasuk. Fligo opening is there. There expands on this issue of Avram alone. Roman it says there actually was an argument between Hashem and his Pamali, his heavenly court. Based in Shemala Omer, the basin of the high world said Sharei Lahari, that he deserved to be killed. Who's he? Avram. Vayane, he should be punished. Nechabur Aslot because of his attachment to Lot. Because Baruch Hu Omer Hashem says, "Atzim emazal mitzal emazal chayim." He moves him from the mazal of death to the mazal of life. We'll have to see what this means later on in the piece. V'chein b'Yalkut Reveni. Yalkut Reveni is in other matters. It says, "Lo ma'ayin esorin shel Avram barav." Why was Avram tested famine? V'shelotachim olot because he brought Lot with him. That means to say that the famine, which you find in this week's parasha, that Avram has to run away from Levi to Israel because there's a rav. The famine was because Lot was with him. Now, where do we see a connection between famine and Lot? So Lot, Ba'at Ba'ash, is Kafin. The Targum Rav Kafna. Are you familiar with Abash? I made a chart for you. Yeah. I didn't make so many copies. Abash is a cipher. It's a code. You see the Aleph Bays lined up. And you probably know this, but if you don't know this, you see the Aleph Bays lined up on the right, in the right column, and you see the Aleph Bays in reverse in the left column. And it tells you the letters that they're next to can be substitutes, could be a code for the substitute letter. So the Aleph could be changed to a Tuf, and the Beis could be changed to a Shin, and so on, right? So Lot, the letters of Lot, the Lamed becomes a Chaf, right? And the Vav becomes a Pei, and the Tes becomes a Nun. You see that? So I'm not making this up. You see it? Okay. So that's one of the ways that other messages can be encrypted into words in Torah is if you use the Adpash to decipher it, you find different words there. So therefore it says here, going back to our text, Lot ba'adpash is kafin, chapeinun. Lot, using the Adpash substitution, is chapeinun. The Targum Rav, an Aramaic word for famine, is kafna. All right? So therefore, the Lot was the trigger for the famine that Avram had to contend with. The Zohar Darshua Shemosha Lot B'chinas Levatin. The Zohar relates the word Lot to Levatin, which is Aramaic for klolos, for curses. So Lot is bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find it over here. Now, in order to understand Avram's relationship with Lot, we have to have a better understanding of Lot himself. So if that's what goes on to say, B'chein b'muhusa shalot, the nature of Lot atzma, Lot himself, b'chor adeis chalukos, we seem to find different opinions. B'yos yosur b'kiva, which is a midrashic source, we find the following. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYaakov, the Hashem is speaking to Yaakov, and he says, Amal Lot, if Lot, says tzadik gomor haya, now, in Rav Dessler print, the word tzadik gomor here are italicized, or emboldened, even though you just seem separated, that's what it means to say. Where lo was a tzadik gomor, it's a very absolute term. Lo was a complete tzadik haya. Lo was a petorah, and if someone who's involved, immersed in the study of Torah, afilu hachi, nevertheless, the road to Avram, le'lechim, Avram did not want to stay with him. Eis of achicha, eis of your brother, should rush a governor, who's a complete rush, Allah, his very man, he has to separate from him. That's what Hashem says to Yaakov. So he compares Esav to Lot, and in that comparison, Lot is called a tzaddik gomor, a total tzaddik, who is immersed in Torah. And Esav is called a rasha gomor, a total rasha, right? So Lot is someone who we love to have in our base medrash. We'd love to have him as your rabbi, right? If it's someone like Lot, tzaddik gomor, should be the Rosh Yeshiva. Umitzad Shemi, on the other hand, Motzim b'Rashi l'chokhoi, find Rashi this is Parsha. Kol Zman, so your Rosh Imo, as long as that Rosh was with him, that Rosh meaning Lot, so here the word Rosh is a talisman. As long as that Russia was with him, Hayadiba Purshim and the Dibur, meaning the Vua, the word of Hashem, stayed away from Avram. As long as Avram was with Lot, Hashem would not talk to him. Rav Sikta Rapsi, another source you find, Re'ei Kama Kipach Lot Har Russia, as Avram Tzadik Medibur. Look at how much the Lot, the Russia, caused the Dibur, the word of Hashem, to distance itself from Avram. Medrash Rabbah, a third source, Efli Gazal Od Berishasa, Chazal expounds even more on his wicked nature. Barman, when it says Vayisa Lot Mikedem, and when Lot traveled Mikedem, it's from the south. This is to Sodom, I believe. So Chazal reads the word Mikedem, is Sia Atzam Mikadmon Shel Olam. He removed himself, Vayis, he traveled from, he removed himself from Kadmona Shel Olam, from the predecessor of the universe, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar, that what Lot was saying with his move to Sodom was EFC, I have no interest, Lo Avram, Lo Belakov, not in Avram, nor in his God. And this is not like slight nuanced differences between the sources, right? Lot, the Tzadik Gomor, immersed in Torah, Lot of Russia, who turns away from Hashem and says, EFC, I have no interest, not in Avram, nor in his God.
Where does it say Tzadik Gomor? I see it here, but where is it quoting from?
This is quoting from the Osios to Rabbi Kiva.
And he's calling him the Tzadik Gomor?
Yeah, and in the Medrash called Osios to Rabbi Kiva. It's a Medrash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have to sort all this out, and hopefully our death will help us sort all this out. Ach boru, but it is clear. Shishnei asadim halal, these two sides. And we stay upon it, but Madriga is the two aspects, the two faces of Lord's Madriga. V'chem is bar mitoch divrei Lord atzmo. We find it in Lord himself, k'muvah b'Rashi. Find Lord's words himself express this. As it says in Rashi Parshas Vayira, Kishayiti etzel anshei Sodom, Lot said, when I was next to the people of Sodom, Hagos bochiroa ma'asai, Hashem will look at my deeds, ma'asai b'nei ir, compare them to the people of Sodom, v'isinira b'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in parenthetical year of death of 16, and it appeared, I would appear in the eyes of Hashem to be a tzaddik, who could dialy nuts unworthy of being saved. B'sha'ovu etzel a tzaddik, but if I come to the tzaddik, namely Avram, and a Karasha, I'll be like Karasha. Harei sheshneihem abatim emes. So we see that both perspectives are true. Kibivadeh b'Sodom, certainly in Sodom, and there's a little bit, by the way, reminiscent of we find about Noah, right? The two versions of Rashi, right? The Rosef, his generation is a tzaddik, the generation of Avram doesn't say he would have been a Rosh Hashanah. He wouldn't have counted as much. So I raise his name about the members. Both perspectives are true. I raise his name about the members. Kibvadid is stone, certainly in Sodom. Hayelo Tatsadik. Lo was a tzaddik. He gave mussar to the people in Sodom. And he taught them a tremendous sacrifice. When the malachim were in his house, and the people in Sodom wanted to harm them, he said, "Alna achai, tiro, don't do this. Don't do terrible things." Nir alacham mehem veigashu lishbar hadalas. And they approached Lishbor Sadalas to break the door. There was a mob outside. When the three malachim came to Lot, and the guides of people, Lot took them in the house. The mob wanted to kill them. The Lord cried, "Yodesh v'tichosein." Thank you very much. I'll try to hold up for the make it. Okay. The Lord cried, "Yodesh v'tichosein." Lot knew of their murderous tendencies. The most accustomed is Zohar, as is in the Zohar, Shenarish in Nasna Pas Lani. In Misai, they had devoured. This is a terrible, horrific story of a young girl in Sodom who gave bread to a poor person. She committed a great crime of giving bread to a poor person, and they killed her by coating her in honey and setting the bees on her to sting her to death. And Chazal tells us, Zohar says, that Hazabita Shalot, that young girl was none other than Lot's daughter. So he knew what these people are like. And he tried to get a Musar. The Gamat Liach says, he was somewhat successful. That even though he acted in a way, his personal conduct was the opposite of the people in Sodom, but Kamako nevertheless, Hokiru, they respected him. Ad Kiminu Shovet Ale, to the point where they appointed him judge over them. So Rashi tells us Elot was a judge in Sodom. The Gamma, furthermore, we find Lot's incredible Mesiris Nefesh for Chesed, for Achnasas Orchim, in that same incident. Hamasa Nashal Orchim. He was ready to be sacrificed himself as a guest. Ashal Yadashem Malachim, he did not know their Malachim at first. Begamet Chilis Chanib Ifneim, she is Surah Al Beiso. He begged them to come to his house. Ashiyada, even though he knew Asakanak Dolat Spilam is a great danger in doing an act of Chesed in Sodom. Hainu, that is to say, Shesha'a b'chol ibo, that he desired with his whole heart, l'kana sakana atzumazu, to enter this great danger, lo higir shesha'a patzer machmasa, he did not perceive himself as exempt from chanasas orchim, because of that, add to the point where we find that he begged them to come to him. In other words, he had every excuse. He had every excuse to say, you know, I tried, I invited them, they didn't want to come. I have to beg them also. It's enough that I invited them, endangering my life by inviting them. They say, no, I'm putzer. No, he begged them. And then Rav Dessler says, you have to know what the word ma'od means. It's more than anything we can imagine. The Torah says he begged them very much. Not he just begged them. He begged them very much. What is the Torah's definition of very much? What is Hashem's definition of very much? It's very much. Okay, it's very much. It's a lot. The gam was sorry called the duke achnasas orchim. Sheroitel Avram. He did not hold back. He didn't turn away from the particulars and details of achnasas orchim he learned from Avram. Actually, fine. Not only did he invite them into his home, but kedev yas lavista, he made a feast for them. All this was despite the danger that lurked or hovered over him. From the people of Sodom. The Medrash Gadol, we find that Yomerlo, they said to him, they said no, we're not coming. So kibul aleim, that they did not accept the invitation. Until he dragged them against their will, he forced them into his house. Norav ayam. He says it's awesome. It's awesome. It's overwhelming. Akama gadol tzikasa b'achnas tzorchin. How great lot tzikas is in achnas tzorchin. Shengam matzav kazeh, that even under those circumstances, kafa osam b'kocham, he literally forced them into his home to take care of them. So if we just stop here. Lot is, you know, a gadol hadar. Gadol hadar. And by the way, he probably looked like one also. You know, it's told he looked like Avram. He resembled Avram. He may have had a hard time telling the difference between Lot and Avram, both in terms of his appearance and in terms of his behavior. See this, you know, we learn about chesed from Avram in this week's parasha, right? But there's a lot to learn about chesed from Lot. Right. We have to continue then. Hatfia Oshabrut Lola. The complaint about Lot's, about Avram's attachment to Lot. Achluma said, but on the other hand, the first because of the pasuk says, Lama halach Lot l'stom. Why did Lot go to settle in Sodom in the first place? Pasuk says, Vayisa Lot is Einav. Lot lifted his eyes, raised his eyes. He saw the whole, like the plain of the Yarden, the Jordan River. And he saw that it was all lush. It was great grazing ground. So he chose to go there. So we see from this, he went for money, meaning for monetary gain. That is a place where he can graze his massive flocks, and they can flock and they can grow and flourish there. I can become a rich man if I go there. And the fact that I didn't feel ill at ease about joining up with Sodom, that was a result of the negia, that he was his thinking was skewed. Because of Chenas a moment, because of his love of money, Shapala filo gadol hachesed shekamosa, that was able to influence even someone who's such a gadol hachesed, a giant of chesed like him. So Gam son of a chesed then repeated that sin. Sheachas shetil avam mikedar l'omer, the chiverev after the war with the five kings, where Lot is taken captive and Avram goes to war and he saves Lot. What does Lot do? Shavlo Sodom Shenis, he returns to Sodom. So he goes there twice. Once maybe he could say, you know what, he wasn't aware. But he went to Sodom, he moved to Sodom twice. Hare we see. Shemida Rahis Abeligo, they had very, very negative Mida. Hashchasa Musteris, Shekinna Bepinimiusa. A destructive Mida that nestled itself into his inner being. Vishava Vishaba Abituya and came to fully express itself. Baska Musali part of Avram and he agreed to separate from Avram. Who is Avram? Dodo, his uncle. And even more importantly, the rabbi is Rebbe. Mekor kol chiyuso v'darkos of aruchnis. He separated from Avram, who is the source of all of his levels of ruchnis, and he's ready to give all that up. Kedei l'syashib in harsham hamitzchasim, in order to settle in such a corrupt, extremely corrupt society. Anshei Sodom, the people of Sodom. I heard from my Rebbe, Shlita, that in regards to something I mentioned earlier, that Lot seemed to pass the same test as Avram, right, of Lach Lecha. And in a way, it was even greater than Avram, because Avram heard from Hashem Lach Lecha, right? Lot did not hear that from Hashem. So why is Lot not given any credit for that? And the answer that he gave was precisely what Avdes was saying here. Lot recognized that his whole spiritual welfare, his whole spiritual life, is his spiritual source of existence was Avram his Rebbe. So if Avram was leaving, Lot knew he had to go. Lot knew he was nothing without Avram. So for Lot, it was obvious Avram was leaving everything that he knew. But Lot was going with everything that he knew, everything that was important to him in Ruchni's terms. But then we find in the end that Lot gives it all up. And he goes to the dome because he sees after the money. He follows the money. And if the Torah attests this, that this affected the inner recesses of his heart. And that's what Chazal judged him to be a Rasha. As we saw in those early midrashim. And in the face of this rishas, if you will, this evil inclination of being so, not just liking money, but being ready to give up his whole spiritual welfare for money, in the face of that, all of his mysterious nefesh, for chesed, they learn from Avram, and that helped him. As we explained the Kudus HaBechira that we learned some time back. Whatever a person does as a result of what he was trained to do, right, flip over, and even if it's to the point of Mesiris Nefesh, Eino Mash Meshakev. As Dargosto, I'm not sure if I'm reading that word correctly, as Dargosto Hamitas, doesn't really indicate what his male Adrega is. I mean, I'll refresh your memories for those of you who are there and enlighten you for those of you who are not there. Right? That Rav Dessler there notes the following. He notes everything we just read about his incredible Mesiris Nefesh, for Chesed. Right, ready to risk his life. And yet, Chazal tell us that the pasuk says, okay, I didn't look it up now, but I think it's Vayiskar Elohim is Avraham. And when Lot is saved, it says Vayiskar Elohim is Avraham. The introduction to Lot being saved from the destruction of Sodom. It says, show me members Avraham. So I believe it's Rashi that it says, of the Chazal, I believe it's Rashi, says that what Hashem remembered was that Lot, in a way, saved Avram. He protected Avram. Because when Avram was by, okay, I should have looked this up before, I remember it was by Avimelech or by Paro, but I think it was Avimelech. I don't remember which one. I'm not sure. We can look it up. So Lot and Avram said that that Sarah was his sister, and Lot knew that Avram was his wife, and he could have sold that information for a pretty penny, and he didn't betray Avram. So the schus of the fact that he didn't betray Avram, Lot was saved. He's going to live as Avram, and I should remember how Lot didn't betray Avram. So as for Dessler, and Kuzza Bechira, here you have Lot, who on the one hand risked his life achnasas aruch into Dom, okay? And the other hand, you have Lot, who didn't betray his uncle and his Rabbi Avram, and you ask him, which chus would he say is the greatest chus that would stand by Lot and save him from Sodom? Right, the fact that he didn't act like a rat and betray Avram, but the fact that he was ready to give up his life for chesed. So he certainly would pick chesed. Says the chesed didn't count all that much. Because Kuntra Sabachiri teaches us that which we're trained to do from our upbringing doesn't give us credit. Credit comes to us when we take things to the next level, when we rise to challenges that aren't easy for us. What we train to do from a young age is not that doesn't really define who you are. And therefore, he says, the chesed that Lot did was beautiful. But you know what? He was conditioned to do that. His whole life, his whole upbringing was chesed. That's what he saw by Avram, right? But his tavis hamamo, that he had information that could have brought him money, and he overcame that. That was Lot's real challenge, and therefore that was his chesed. So that's what he says over here, that what you are used to doing, and especially if it's not because you do, because you trained yourself, but others trained you, parents, your home, your upbringing, that's not the real definition of who you are. The real definition is, how do you meet the challenges that are challenges for you? So from this perspective,
you kind of like you heard, it's not really the thing that it was a big challenge once upon a time.
Right, so if you conquer it, it's no longer a challenge. But the reason why it's no longer a challenge is because you conquered it, yeah. Then that's to your credit.
Right.
But the reason why you don't struggle with it is because your parents conquered it and trained you from day one to act that way and conditioned you. That's not your conquering. That's not your accomplishment. There's a big difference between the two. In a sense, it's not bechira, right? Right. In a sense, it's not bechira. So if someone grew up keeping kosher, they walk by McDonald's, then it you know, it smells good, you know, but you're not tempted, right? But if someone took that on as an adult, when they're used to eating that kosher and they take on kosher, then the beginning is a challenge, and they get the credit for overcoming that. And even when they conquer it, it's no longer a challenge. Since the reason why it's no longer a challenge is because they won that battle against the Yetzirah, then it always gets counted as if it's a challenge. They always get the credit for it. But that's the difference between what we are brought up with and what we can't coin around. So mitzatzah, so from this perspective, Haysatana Gedol Avram, there was a big complaint on Avram, like the Bruce from Lot, because of his attachment to Lot. It was attached to Lot. Va'afa pishigvar nenash al yidei zeh. Shapir shemen radibur, even though he's already punished for his relationship with Lot, that Hashem's part stopped speaking to him, kolos nashonim, all those years. But kamak, and nevertheless, tanu avamaya shamala, the heavenly court, the midas hadin, argued, sheiroi la'onish misa chas Hashem chil Hashem. That this is a chil Hashem, and he's deserving of misa, that Avram is hanging around with the Rosh like Lot. There's such a person like Lot is considered a member of Avram's household. So Avliot Shishal Avram is even perceived as an heir to Avram. Achagadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmal, but Hashem himself in the Medrash says, Hashem is Haro'o L'Fnim HaLevavot. Hashem is someone who sees the inner recesses of hearts. Harbi Yosef Omeg Lein Shir Muriyas HaMalachim. Much more so than the Malachim who comprise the heavenly court. Hashem says, Amari says, Atziyumi Mazel Misa Mazel Chaim. Take him out of the Mazel of Misa and bring him to the Mazel of Chaim. Ki Heir Allah, because Hashem would attest, She'etzem Haroso Chiba Vizkaris Allah. That on the contrary, there's a whole different way of looking at this. That Avram is very loved and closest to Lot. Gila reveals, Ashifas Agdola Chesed, it shows Avram's great desire for Chesed. What do we see? How great was Avram's desire for Chesed? Shayemuchan Levater Af Al Ruach HaKodesh. He was ready to give up his Ruach HaKodesh in the Vua, Bishum Efsar Sashpi Al Lot, in order to have the possibility of having a positive influence on Lot, actually sacrifice to the Musa that maybe he'll be able to fix, to correct, to repair Lot's essence, his spiritual essence. Fu beget kigeder shematana ba'avon gedolach nas orchin Musa kabbalas b'nei shechina. He relates this idea that we find in this week's parsha, next week's parsha, I'm sorry, Vayera, that we learn from Avram that Hachnasas Orchim is greater than Kabbalas Panei Hashechina, than receiving the Shechina, than interacting with the Shechina. Where do we see that? Because it says at the beginning of next parasha, a year Hashem on Avram, right? Hashem appears to Avram, he came to Mivakachola to visit Avram after the Bismillah, right? And the next thing you know is Avram leaves the Shechina, leaves Hashem in order to invite the guests in the Malachim. So, you're busy with Hashem, right? It's Kaviyachli, you're entertaining Hashem in your home. And you say, you hit the pause button in your conversation with Hashem, right? Put Hashem on hold, right? Put Hashem on hold in order to go out to bring in who? Three Arab nomads over there with Zara, who need to have worship the dust of their feet, they need to wash their feet, right? In order to, before they come into your house. So what is in that Tachanazar was greater than Shechina. So he relates that to what Avram was doing over here. Avram had the opportunity to have Nevuah, to have Ruach HaKodesh on a regular basis. And he gives it up so he could have Lot in his house and teach Lot Torah. And try to have a positive influence on someone. So Hashem says, don't look at this as Chil Hashem, that how could Avram have someone so miserable, such a miserable personality like Lot in his household, and say that's a Chil Hashem. You have to look at more deeply. Look at Avram, who's ready to give up his relationship with me in order to achnas his orchim, because that's the greater of the two. That's the greater of the two. Chnasas Orchim is even greater. And that's just Chnasas Orchim, but to be able to call a cure of you, all right? For Lot, and to be able to invite him in and maybe be able to make a difference, have an impact on his life. And look to what Avram is ready to give up to that. And therefore, not a chisorin, a lacking in Avram. On the contrary, you see Avram's greatness from this. But only the Malachim see more superficially. They see the Chal Hashem. They say, we got to kill Avram. Avram's bad news. He deserves to die. Chal Hashem. And it says, no. I see the truth. And I have a deeper perspective. And I see Avram's greatness. And the very same thing that you see is deserving of Misa, that's where I see his greatness. Kedai Haya. And here he just expresses this from Tesla. Kedai Haya. Lo Lidchos. Atlas and Nevuah. It was worthwhile to even give up Nevuah because of his love for Gemilas Chassadim. We explain this elsewhere. Shemadregas Avram Avinu, Heir Masa Chesed, Lenafso Ha'ar Gedol Kolkach. It brought such a spiritual light to his neshama. Ashaf Yilagila HaNevuah HaYitzfeilim La, that even Nevuah was secondary to the light that came to Avram's neshama through his act of chesed. One way that I've tried to explain this, because it certainly counts intuitive, right? We would think Nevuah, Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina, certainly the greater of the two, greater than doing Chesach and Asarchin. But Chazal tell us, the Pasuk says, Bo Sidbak, you're supposed to attach yourself to Hashem, right? The mitzvah of the Torah, Davik, to attach yourself to Hashem. And the Gemara says, is it possible to attach yourself to Hashem? Hashem is a Eish of Chelot, consuming fire. I mean, we can't attach ourselves to Hashem. So the Gemara says, Davik v'midosav. The way you attach yourself to Hashem is by bonding to his midos, by emulating Hashem's way. So now you have to ask yourself, what's greater, Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina or Dveikus Bashchina? Right? Put in those terms. Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina means it's you and the Shechina, and you're receiving the Shechina. But Dveikus Bashchina, Dveikus Bashchina means you become one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And that's the Achnas Orchim of Avram Avinu, the Dveikus Bashchina. So be that as it may, Avram recognized the true value of Chesed and the true spiritual elevation that comes through that. So Chesed being done for the right reasons, that it accomplishes more for his neshama than even if it were okay. Okay, I think this is a good place to stop. I know it's only, a page and a half left, but we're not going to finish tonight. So let's just, summarize. So we haven't figured this all out yet, but we see that Lot himself we see a little bit of the complexity of Lot. In some ways, he was a tzaddik in the way that he grew up in Avram's house and was ready to do for chesed what he did. On the other hand, he's a rasha because he was ready to give up so much of his ruchnius for monetary gain. We find it to Avram, and the challenge of understanding was it good for Avram to have a relationship with Lot or not? On the one hand, on the malachim level, if you will, that was a negative to be held against Avram. What do you bring somebody like Lot into your household? But then on a deeper level, from Hashem's perspective, we see that Avram's having someone like Lot in his household was in itself a tremendous act of spiritual nobility by doing such an incredible chesed, which could be even greater than having his will. Is that good? Thank you. What? You're saying it?
You can keep it, yeah.
The Alva is the top and the base of the shin. Welcome, baby. Shin Gimel Tzadi Yud.
So the rav was maybe because of Lot. The question is, should he have gone down to meet Ryan?
Okay, we'll have to see more. Thank you.
It's a different question.
Yeah.
Okay, how do you really know what to do?
Yeah, it's so easy. It is completely selfless and out of such a total recognition of what a Tzelem Elokim is.
Yeah.
And to recognize that he's serving God as vocal when he's doing that. And, yeah.
Not to say that we have the two options of
Kabbalah. You know, It's different level, but at the same time, it should give us some indication, even on our own level, how great that is.
Yeah.
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 Amen.
Florida.
Oh.